Orlander Brand Williams. She's a Detroit news writer who has covered just a bizarre story of a Detroit area drinking dad who had his 9-year-old daughter drive him to the store in a van, and all this was caught on tape. Orlander, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tony.
Tell me about this story. But before you tell me about the story itself, what did you think when you heard about it and they asked you to cover it?
Well, of course, I thought it was a very unusual story. This story comes off the June incident in which a Bad Axe youngster from the Thumb area, a 7-year-old boy, drove about 20 miles, was trying to get to his dad in northern Michigan. And that case is still under investigation. And that mother, or at least a hearing for his mother, also took place this week. So coming off that, I wasn't as shocked, but I thought it was very, very just a heck of a story, because the father was in the car and the father admittedly had been drinking, and she was his designated driver.
All right, give me the background of the story. Take me to, you know, when this happened, how she was trained. Tell us what you know.
Well, according to police report and video that I viewed, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have viewed, about 2:46 in the morning on October 8th, the dad goes to a Citgo station in Brownstown Township, which is about south of Metro Airport, and, you know, has a midnight run, so to speak. And his daughter drives him there, and he tells the people in the gas station. But as a gas station manager tells me, nobody could believe he was telling the truth. They just thought, oh, he's just, you know, joking. So the dad sits in, he talks, you know, he's in the gas station talking about his daughter's driving. She knows how to work the brakes and the pedals and, you know, the gas. And so when they're done, the little girl is standing there eating a candy apple. And when they're done, they commence to go out, and she jumps into the driver's seat of the full-size van. There is another driver who calls police, and also the people from the gas station told me they called police. And the police pull over the van not far from the gas station on Telegraph and West Road and arrest the dad.
Where does the story stand now? Where is the young girl? Where is the dad?
The young girl is at home with her mother. Her parents, who are not married, she had a weekend visit with her dad. She's back home with her mom. The judge, 33rd District Court Judge Michael McNally, has ordered the dad to have no contact with the child and have no unsupervised contact with any child under 18. So he's not allowed to see his daughter. I talked to the mom on Tuesday night, and she said the daughter is just very, very upset. She knows her father's in a lot of trouble. She can't understand what this is all about. Mom says she didn't know that the daughter could drive, and the daughter said that she has not driven before. I've not talked to the girl. They're not allowing her to be interviewed, so I'm not sure, you know, if she's never driven a car before. But people say they find that hard to believe, because she was so expert at getting that van to that gas station and then leaving out of the gas station. And if you look at the video, she does a pretty good job of driving. But she has driven little four-wheelers, miniature ones, in the past on her dad's property. So the dad was in court Tuesday, but they're going back in on November 8th because his attorney needs time to prepare for the case. And he is out on bond, personal bond.
And before we let you go, this story got all over the wire service, all over the nation, and I know that you have heard from quite a few people about your story.
Yes, and actually there was a newspaper down in Brownstown Township. I don't want to get the name wrong, but they actually broke the story about a week and a half ago, and we found out about it. And, yes, it's a headline that was heard around the world, so to speak.
All right. We've been talking with Orlander Brand Williams from the Detroit News. You can go to her story. Just go to detnews.com. Thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate you.
You're very welcome, Tony. Thank you.